This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored? Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breitinger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
This episode is brought to you by Bai. It's Wonder Water. What makes Bai so great? It's simple. From Raspberry Lemon Lime by Sydney Sweeney to Zambia Bing Cherry and Palavo Pineapple Mango, Bai has antioxidants, electrolytes, and no artificial sweeteners. So, for flavorful hydration, choose Bai. It's Wonder Water. Learn more about Bai and discover all of the exotic, bold flavors at drinkbai.com.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week, I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. Today on Alan Air, we have someone who believes in aliens, once lived in Hawaii, and loves surfing. Intrigued? You should be. It's the king of Eurovision, Sam Ryder. This is the final boarding call for Sam Ryder. Sam Ryder, this is the final boarding call for Sam Ryder. Sam Ryder. Sam.
Sam! Sam! Sam!
Thank you. Look who we've got on board, Sam Ryder. Hello, Sam, love.
How's it going?
Great. Welcome on board.
Oh, I got my hair caught in the mic. Great start. Here we go. Right.
Listen, your hair, where is it? Has it ever got trapped in a fan? Like, you remember Beyonce on stage? Has it ever got caught in a fan?
Yeah, it's got caught in a fan. I got my thumb caught in it, washing it once in the shower, and my shoulder dislocated, and it got stuck.
You're taking the piss.
No, I'm not. I promise.
How can a thumb get caught in your
hair? Well, I was surfing, and you know one of those like showers that are on the beach?
Yeah.
So it was nice because it was in front of everyone as well. So I was just sort of washing my hair, and my thumb got stuck. I screamed, and I couldn't do anything about it because it was stuck in a knot.
Wow.
And the other day, it got caught in Taylor Swift's earring. Pulled it out.
Clang, just pick that name up.
By the way, that was the first time I ever met anyone actually like a celebrity proper.
Yeah,
and that was a good start.
I mean,
so it was just. But it's a clanger to drop that, actually.
That's amazing.
10 seconds in.
But your hair's like tentacles.
Yeah, it's like Medusa.
Yes, Medusa. What did Taylor Swift say? Was that, was it painful or was it just that?
Just get out my face, never look at me again. No, she was lovely. She was lovely.
She's gorgeous, though. Yeah. So tell me, what about the Brits? Was it fun?
Really fun.
But you had an amazing performance.
Honestly, it was such a blast to be there, you know? And it's a lot of energy. Like I'm guessing, you know, you've been to the Brits before, you know all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I stole a plant.
Did you?
Yeah, I was so twatted. I stole a plant.
I'm trying to steal carpet. Yeah. We went to the Warner after party afterwards, and they've got this lovely carpet on the floor. And I found out Jason, who'd sorted out the party, before I'd even sort of got in there, hung my coat up or anything, tried to find him, and any chance of some offcuts in this carpet before you give it away?
Yeah.
Because I don't know what they do with it afterwards.
I know.
But he sent me a video of them hoovering it. You're going to get it sent over the house. But I'm like, I'm just exactly my mum's son and my granddad would be the same.
Yeah.
They're just, if it ain't nailed down, they'll have it.
Yeah, why not as well? Why shouldn't you go to the Brits and come back with an offcut? Good for you. So listen, this is a travel podcast. What kind of a traveller are you?
Well, I used to be a very relaxed traveller, like just a backpack, and I'd go, like, my partner and I would go on sort of like adventurous holidays, hiking, surfing, camping and stuff.
Just like me.
Backpack, couple of...
I love a backpack, get me up there, thermos flask, loving it.
But lately it's got a bit harder to sort of travel light because you never know when schedules will change or something. So I've always got to have a jumpsuit with bloody sequins on it now, just for a moment's notice. I'm not even joking. No, there's always like something in my bag. Like, yeah. And I get more worried now about getting stopped at the airport and then opening up my bag and seeing something with fringe down the sleeves and lightning bolts. And,
and you're, because you're a keen surfer.
Yes.
Now, is it true you nearly died?
Yes, I did. Oh,
my God, that's a bit grim.
It is.
What happened? Was it your hair related?
It was, Well,
the
I went out
white
this
got
one
hold
that,
of your, yanked you in by your fringe.
I went out and this was in Hawaii and... I sort of, when I started surfing, I was really into it and I liked to imagine that I'd get very good.
Yeah.
It never happened, but I had all of the enthusiasm but none of the talent to be very good at surfing.
Okay.
So I went out this day when really it was a little bit maybe too hectic in the sea to go out, but I wanted to go out anyway. And what you do when you're surfing, right, you usually, when you paddle out, you pick a point on the beach so that you can keep looking at it like a house or a tree or something and know, all right, I haven't drifted away from this spot, you know? And on the beach at that point in time, there'd just been a big sort of storm in Hawaii. And what people do there is make little teepees on the beach out of all the driftwood. So I was looking at this teepee thinking, right, this is my little point of reference. Problem was there was teepees all over the beach. So I was getting drifted like up to the north end of the bay where the waves were a lot bigger and without realizing it.
Oh, no.
And I was on my surfboard thinking, I'm all good, I'm in the same spot. And all honestly, there were some of these waves, they were just gigantic all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And I tried to dive under them and it hit my surfboard. It snapped it in half.
Snapped it in half?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was a like a 9 foot long boy, it was an absolute log. And and it just, it snapped it in half. And I, that's the last thing I saw before it, then the wave hit me. And then, of course, you're panicking, thinking,
yeah,
well, that must have been a big wave.
Yeah.
If it broke my board. And also, I'm under the water, scrambling around, thinking, that's not mine, and it cost a fortune. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
So I hope I never get up.
I love the way you're dying and you're still thinking of saving money.
I
love that.
I've always
been
frugal.
You're like Martin Lewis. You're like a long-haired Martin Lewis, you know, when he helps you save money. Shit in hell. That's, oh, my God.
And then there was, so, and waves
coming sets. So did you wash up on the beach?
Well, the thing is, I couldn't get in and I couldn't get out because the second and third wave hits, because they all come in sets.
Yeah.
So, you know, when the first one gets you, like, well, I'm not out of the danger zone yet. And you know it's bad because when you close your eyes, you're still quite, Jesus, must look like an idiot. It's still quite light. You can still see the light.
Yeah.
But when you get pushed so deep down in the sea, it goes pitch black and freezing cold. So, you know, you've under quite far and you haven't got a lot of air in your lungs, so you're scrambling around.
Oh,
it feels like you're in a washing machine.
Honestly, this is quite triggering. So good at describing things.
Oh, my partner, I drive her nuts trying to
like
get to the point.
Water.
She's always going
I love it. I'm holding my breath. I'm like you, probably holding your breath underwater. God.
But yeah, so I washed up and my partner, like, she was trying to, she saw the board snap and she ran over to where I was. And I sort of stumbled out to sea, like some, I must have looked like the monster from the deep, like all my hair straggled over. And my eyes were bright red. And I was in bed for a week after that. All my muscles were pulled. But I was still, my friend who I'd borrowed the surfboard from, I was terrified to tell her.
No.
When she let
Couldn't you gaffer tape it or something
no,
together?
No, it was, I tried calling someone
that
to reckon
would,
you can fix this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah, that's, you can't do that. But I was laying in bed. And I really, even though I felt terrible and you could see I was in a bad way, I was still trying to ham it up because when my friend came back, I wanted to be like, who's that? You know, pulled up the board, the board's broken.
Board.
But I almost died, you know.
Oh my God, that's amazing! And would you recommend Hawaii?
Oh, I love it; it's brilliant.
No. Yeah. But no, where did you do? You go to Maui? I didn't like the Big Island. I like Maui. Do you go to Maui?
Oahu. Oahu's gorgeous as well. But the waves are in winter are really.
Are
I'd never get in again
surfing
in winter.
Boards, you know those ones? Because I went to Puerto Escondido, which is famous for surfing, and people are like, "Hey, man."
Oh, yeah, proper surf dog.
Gotta get up and surf, catch a wave. And you're like, no one wants to have a drink past 9 p.m.
I know, yeah.
Are you like that? Hey, dude.
I'm not, well, I'm not good enough to be like that.
Oh,
but there was,
never get like that.
Yeah, no, but I love those guys. They're up, like surf absolutely dominates their life.
Yeah.
And I remember chatting to one guy about like the water in Cornwall, the difference between surfing in warm water and freezing water. And I said, it almost feels like, well, we're on like this cliff edge, and I was chatting to this guy. He's on a bike, his skin, it looked like a leather bag, this guy. And he'd been surfing since he was born, I reckon. Like white eyebrows, white hair, just like absolutely, you know, just this stare, just looking at waves, always prepared to just jump in the water. And he was, I was saying, oh, it's a lot nicer surfing here just in a pair of shorts, isn't it, mate?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah. That sound exactly like
it's
your
catching.
Impression.
The voice is catching.
Yeah. He goes, and I was like, it feels, the water, when it hits you in Hawaii, when you jump under it, feels like your head's getting crushed like a diamond. And he goes, yeah, dude, it's like there's a hammer in the wave. No, it's like... Just now, whenever I'm surfing in Cornwall, I imagine just hammers. Just...
Ladies and gentlemen, both our toilets are out of action as someone has done a giant log and has blocked it.
That thing just won't go down, Trevor.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
You were born in Essex.
Yes.
Sell Essex as a holiday destination. Did you like Essex? What's there to do in it? Do you ever go to Sugar Up? Do you ever?
I was the other side of Essex, right? So I never. I was in like the countryside, but there was nothing around.
No.
So near Chelmsford, but you
near
between
where
Chelmsford
Jamie
and
Oliver
Malden.
Lives.
I have no idea.
Oh, he lives somewhere in there, I think.
I can't. I'm trying to think of anyone of note that lives near where I live, and I can't.
So you've never met Gemma Collins?
Nah. Well, not until recently.
Oh, what but was that like?
Really fun. Yeah. I mean, she's like a firework in a room.
I know.
It's
yeah.
brilliant.
Yeah.
You, but
she's
like
a keen surfer.
She loves it.
No, she's not. Yeah. You can't get her out that bloody water, Gemma Collins. So where did you go on holiday as a kid?
So I was really in.
Oh.
I was really into Egypt when I was a kid. Like, I was fascinated by the history and like the pyramids and stuff. And my mum and dad, like, bless them, they like, we weren't necessarily like minted by any means. And it sounds like you're minted going to Egypt, like to say it now. So I was very lucky to go. But I remember like we'd always do it. It always felt adventurous because it wasn't like we were staying in like fancy hotels ever. We were kind of like always. I don't want to say like.
It's a shithole. Yeah.
But
it's a safe space.
But it wasn't. It was kind of just like we were always doing it like on a way that you were like being
saving money.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah.
That's
do you know
fine.
What I mean?
That's fine.
Because you had to. Like, I'm one of three kids.
Of course.
So,
we're on holiday on a budget, love.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So I only just recently, by the way, going away from Egypt for a sec, went to Centre Parks with some friends on for New Year. And I was not a Centre Parks kid growing up. We were Butlins and Pontins and stuff like that. But Centre Parks is bonkers.
I've only just found out. I thought it was under a giant dome.
That's what I thought. I thought everything was under that dome.
Under dome.
And
no, I did. I thought it was. I said that before, but I genuinely thought it was under like a big, massive dome. You know what? Like, you know, Mars.
Yeah, like a hippodrome.
Yeah, yeah. it's not under.
But you're cycling around everywhere, and you're like kind of in this. It's like if the world ended, and they'd have like a safe like quarantine zone or something.
Yeah. And you like Centre Parks, yeah?
I did really like it, but it was very... I'd never experienced anything sort of that bougie as a kid.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, Egypt was amazing. Like, I loved like going around to the temples. I was just like...
Did you see the pyramids, obviously? Yeah, did you go down the Nile?
Well, you used to be able to get in the pyramids at that time, and it was like these tiny little corridors that you're sneaking down.
Yeah.
And I remember like having these memories. I don't know why I've got memories like this. Blokes getting cash out of their galabeya. Like, it'd lift up their gown and get keep their cash in their pants. Like,
in their pants.
Yeah. And I remember the money, it felt like it had done miles.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it.
In their pants.
Yeah, it's sort of just.
A bit unhygienic, isn't it?
Well, that's what I thought when I was in year seven when I went. So I was quite young.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember the feel of the money. It felt like, I don't know. I don't know what tangent I'm going on here, but the moneyed sin like places.
Yeah.
And places maybe I wouldn't really want to see myself.
No, I know. Yeah. Yeah. It sounded like being near the ball bag. have you ever...
And it's hot in Egypt.
I know. I mean, all that money must have stank. I'm not being rude. That mustard really stank.
Hey, dude, there's a long blonde hair in my baguette. Is it you, Step Rider?
Have you had a holiday romance?
As a kid, boy. Like
come on, tell
classic
us.
All-inclusive, oh. You know, like where you're... Oh. And it was always unrequited. Every time, I'd just fall in love and, like, you know, you're desperate to, I don't know,
kiss. You're,
yeah, or kiss. Just, I don't know, look at me.
Oh.
And but you'd always sort of be in the friend zone. And,
yeah.
You'd come home and that feeling is still palpable, isn't it, as an adult, where you meet friends on holiday... And I don't know, it feels like the best summer ever, closest friends, and then it all disappears in a day. And this is obviously before, like, kind of Facebook and stuff like that. You had MSN, but...
Yeah. I'm old, even older than that, yeah. And you never saw them
but
again,
And you'd think, like, I wonder what that person's up to, like, now. And you'd never know.
I never had a holiday romance. I got off with a security guard in Mexico, but he was really old. But I mean, that's not really a holiday romance because you just imagine.
Well, it's just a one time.
I know what he's doing. He's probably still there at that hotel. Have you ever been mistaken for a woman from behind with your hair?
I've had a couple of like wolf whistles.
Have you? From builders, all right, darling.
Yeah. I remember the first date I ever went out with.
Though.
Yeah. It was the fishnets I had on at the time. But I remember the first date that I had with my partner, and I took her to Zizi to get pizza.
Oh, Zizi
and gin and tonics. I think we had. We walked from there. I mean, I knew I was punching as well. Like, you know, I was so, like, so gorgeous. And like, we walked from Zizi down the high street. And the high street is never a good place for me growing up. Like, even Chelmsford or whatever. Because it's where, like, the Yateses are and, you're asking for it. Like, long hair. Like, I don't know, probably wearing an Iron Maiden T-shirt and skinny jeans. Like, this girl that's just absolutely just gorgeous. And, and I just like walking, couldn't believe my luck. And all of a sudden, there's these guys that would walk past. I think it was actually Yates. And I go, "All right, ladies, you're coming in tonight." And I turn around. And I was like, "Oh, not on the first date.
No,
like,
no.
Don't give her any reason to leave."
So listen, obviously Turin.
Yeah.
You've got to talk about places that you've been. I mean, that's got to be special for you.
I mean,
did you
amazing.
Get to see much of Turin?
You know what? The schedule is so hectic with Eurovision. You're here, there and everywhere. There's not much time for yourself. But there was like a little park. I mean, that's basically it. I try and walk around. But I did go to the city centre one day and just had a walk around. But I mean, you're literally talking, one day that I got to do that and then... walked around the park a couple of times near the hotel. But otherwise, it's really full on.
Yeah,
and intense. You need your rest as well if you're singing.
Of course, of course. So listen, so you're promoting your new single, Put a Light on Me. Mm-hmm. When is this out? Is that just... They just release them now.
They do. I think it's kind of a single, but also it's just one of those ones. It's on the album and it seems to be streaming well at the minute. So you just put it.
Yeah, that's a whole different ball game now.
That's me selling it.
No. I don't understand how the charts work now.
Same here.
Honest.
I like making the music and then.
Yeah. And you love to busk, don't you?
Yeah. Well, only now. I'd never really done it before because
Why are you busking now?
Well, because there was no one around earlier. I lived in the countryside and there weren't even a bus to go to Chelmsford there. So there was no one to busk to. So, but now, like, I'm, in and out of London more regularly.
Yeah.
So,
how do you start busking, though? I mean, what's your gateway song? You put your cap down.
Well, no, I don't. I mean, I think it's a bad look putting a cap down now. Like, because if you're, you've got music
it's
out
not the best
in the, you're
image,
not really.
Though, you're a star now. You can't be seen
I don't even know about
Primark
that.
With a cap on the floor with pennies in it. You're a star, love. You're at the Brits.
Just, if you've got any kind of like... Imagine.
Well, you have a dog on a piece of string. You're a star, love.
There was a young kid walk up and give me £2 coin when I was playing.
Sam Ryder outside Yates's.
I don't know if it's going well for him anymore. I think he's regretting Eurovision. Yeah. But yeah, so you do it just for the love of it. And also, yeah. I just want to experience what that sort of thing was like. Because rather than busking, for me, it was like weddings. And then pubs and clubs. And I definitely got my fair share of no one in pubs and clubs, you know, like playing some empty ones. But that's a rite of passage, I think. And I think a lot of people don't get to experience. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not selling it as a massive experience. Like, you should try playing a no one. I think a lot of that has, and the transit van touring, like sleeping, like six of you on the floor of a transit van. Like, that happened. That was how bands did it back in the day. I mean, you had to go... Just the dodgy vans you used to try and put all your money into to buy, and you knew it wasn't going to make the whole tour.
No, no.
Like, and I don't know, those experiences I think are really fun.
Well, yeah, you put the graft in. You're a grafter, and I think people appreciate that. And
it's
know
fun back
that.
Then. I wouldn't do it now.
No,
don't get
of course
me wrong.
Not. Like, of course not. You're a vegan. When you go travelling, have you been anywhere where they have not? There's just been no vegan option, and you've had to have like pork scratchings.
Well. I've been vegan for like 8 years, and now it's amazing. You can go through the drive-through now, you know, and get something.
Oh, I know. You can get loads of plant-based food.
But 8 years ago, it was quite tough. And I feel sorry for like friends of mine that I know that have been vegan in the 90s. What were they eating?
Well, you go to Vietnam and say you're vegan. Oh, my God. They'll laugh you out the bloody place. Yeah. There's nothing there.
And I've heard the same, actually. Like, some friends of mine have been travelling there, and it's really tough.
Yeah.
And
what was the last bit of meat you had?
Last bit... That's a really good question. I can't...
Hello?
Yeah.
I ask the questions people want to hear. What's the last bit of meat that's been in your mouth?
I reckon it might have been salmon that I had, like... Animal that I ate.
Is it because you love animals or you're just health conscious?
No, I do. I love the animals, and I don't think I'd have it in myself to fetch food from, I don't know, myself, like eat a fish or...
No.
And also, I don't feel like I need it, but bodies are different, you know? Everyone thrives off different things, so I'm not one of these sort of judgmental...
No.
And all power to you if you are, but... me and my partner used to own a vegan cafe in Coggeshall, like a little village between Braintree and Colchester. We never labelled it as like a vegan cafe. It was always just like health food cafe. Because I feel like when people walk into something that's got vegan plastered all over it, they sort of feel like they're being judged and judge themselves, feel a little bit uncomfortable about their choices. And that's not what it's about at all. It's just kind of like...
Because there's that old joke, isn't it? What do vegans feed on? Attention.
Yeah. I think it's... And how do you know someone's vegan? It's because they've probably told you before they've introduced themselves.
I know. Yeah. Because I went vegan and I said on here, and I basically nearly got rickets. Honestly, honest to God, that table there, I could walk round that table without even, honest to God,
you look like you had both of Robin Hood's bows in
your trousers. I look like Sam Smith's outfit at the Brits. What was that? Did you see the outfit in the flesh?
Yeah.
What did he look as? How can we describe it? I mean, you can't take your eyes. Was it like... Was your jaw on the floor when you saw it?
I was in the car and he sort of walked past and I saw the reflection. Yeah. I could hear the... in my ears, you know, like I could imagine the sound of it. But I mean...
Would you ever wear something like that?
The thing is, they can get away with that and do it fabulously. Okay. But I like to imagine how I'd look in it. And I think it'd just be so funny. But I've got a lot of respect for people that can just... put anything like that on.
That body confidence, I got it.
It's to be admired, and because thank God there's characters in the world.
Do you know what I mean?
Can you get back in your seat, please? We're about to start our descent. Get back in your seats. Get back, you little shit. Tray tables up, window blinds down. Cross stitch to manual. Cabin crew, cross stitch to manual.
We'll be right back.
Well, listen, we're about to start our descent. And I've just got time for a quick fire quiz, okay?
Yeah.
Mile High Club or Mile Shy Club? Have you ever had sex on a plane?
No.
Okay. Amazon Prime or Amazon Hike?
Amazon... I don't get that question.
I don't. Would you...
Amazon Hike.
Nudist or not on your nelly? Have you ever skinny dip? You must have done it in Hawaii.
Yeah. I like nudist. Nudist is good.
Yeah, because you could actually have your hair to cover your private parts.
Tie a knot.
TMI, Sam, TMI, thank you. Taj Mahal or Taj Mahal?
Taj Mahal.
Lovely. Full moon party or full English breakfast?
Full English breakfast.
Lovely. And then last but not least, tip 'em or fuck 'em?
Tip 'em.
Tip 'em. Lovely.
Yeah. You must feel like that tip shame as well now.
No, and I always tip. And then I always say, do you get this money? And then they, I don't know whether they lie to you. They go, you know, the manager stares at them. They go, yes, we get it.
A bead of sweat.
Yeah. Yes. I get this tip. Thank you so much,
Thank you
Sam.
For having me.
Thank you.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Thank you so much for flying Alan Air. Sam is currently touring the UK and his album There's Nothing But Spaceman is brilliant and it's out now. Next week, Anton Debeck is here. Remember, guys, life's a bitch.